Ja, det stämmer. Varmt välkomna, Janne Innanfors med dig här, och vi kommer sända live från Sweden Rock-området fram till klockan 6. Och bara här om en liten stund faktiskt så kommer vi få besök från ett band som inte spelar på festivalen, men de har åkt ända från Amerika för de vill prata med oss, och det är inga mindre än Hailstorm. Så Lizzy Hale med flera kommer in här bara om en liten stund. Häng med oss, det blir en massa andra roliga grejer från festivalen också, såklart stämningen och ja, som vanligt under Sweden Rock Festival. Precis allt kan hända.
Turned around.
Direkt från Sweden Rock Festivalen. Det här är rockklassiker Janina Fors med dig. Varmt välkommen, vi kommer sända live här ju varje dag fram till klockan 6. Det kommer bli massa spex, det kommer hända massa sjuka saker som man aldrig har planerat för. Och självklart också exklusiva intervjuer med olika band. Och ett band som inte står på listan, men som ändå är här all the way over the Atlantic to come here and see us at Rock Classiker. Welcome Hailstorm!
Yay! Great to see you again.
Yeah, likewise. So how are you?
Oh, great.
Awesome.
We're out with Iron Maiden, and then we just did a headlining show yesterday in Leipzig.
Our first headline show of the album cycle.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. So much fun.
We're going to talk more about that, because you're playing with them in Sweden as well next week.
Yeah.
But first, I want to get to know what you've been up to lately. So I'm going to ask fast questions about last time something.
Okay.
And you're going to say, whatever, you know.
All right.
All right, are you ready? Last time someone was late.
This morning?
This morning.
That, us. We were supposed to be here
at noon, and the bus didn't roll up until about 20 minutes ago.
What was the excuse?
Bus driver.
Wasn't our fault this time.
Not our fault.
Nope.
Last time someone freaked out.
I'm going to go with Lizzie.
Me?
Yeah.
When did I freak out?
When aren't you freaking out?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, freak out. Maybe I freaked out a little bit. I have a tendency to do that from time to time. You got to, you know, every now and again, it's like you take it all in, then you have to explode. Yeah, that's what happens.
Last time when you lost someone on tour or left someone behind.
Probably me.
RJ.
RJ.
Definitely RJ.
Probably respotted.
Probably yesterday. The day is young.
I'm going to get left here today.
Yeah, I know. We might just leave him here.
There we can see King Diamond together.
Yeah, that's right.
It's mysteriously disappeared.
I'll find my way to try
that. Last time someone improvised something on stage and it went kind of weird or wrong.
Last night. We decided in the middle of our song Amen to just improv the ending, and I think that went well.
It was more the
it went sideways.
It's more the uncomfortable improv section that went quite sideways.
Yes,
but that's okay. we landed the plane,
so it's aptly named.
So something you should know about Hailstorm: we do that quite often, just to keep ourselves on our toes, and then it either is an amazing moment that is an eruption, or it goes a little sideways, and we have to figure out how to end it.
The song was uncomfortable, and we made it uncomfortable.
Well, lovely to have you here. We're going to talk more about the new music that's out, two songs from the new album, and some stuff about Iron Maiden as well.
And the Black Sabbath gig.
Yes.
You've heard about that.
Välkomna live från Sweden Rock Festivalen, alltså efter Iggy Pop. Då tar vi ett mer snack med Hailstorm. Det här är The Passenger på Rockklassiker. I am the passenger.
Passes. He sees a sight in a hollow sky. He sees the stars glow out tonight. He sees the city's ripped back sides. He sees the winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. But it just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride and see what's mine. Glass. He looks through his window side. He sees the things he knows are his. He sees the bright and hollow sky. He sees the city asleep at night. He sees the stars are out tonight. And all of it is yours and mine. And all of it is yours and mine. So let's ride and ride and ride.
Iggy Pop med The Passenger. Här på Rockklassiker live från Sweden Rock Festival. Janne Inansfors med dig här nu med ett band som inte lirar, utan de är här bara för att hälsa på oss. Och det är inga mindre än Hailstorm! Now, you're gonna release a new album, the 8th of August.
Yep.
Everest. And two songs are already out. The first one was Darkness Always Wins, which I really love.
Oh,
but it's not quite what you learn when you watch the Disney movies when you're young.
No. Life isn't always a happy ending.
It was a harsh reality, kids.
Yeah, but you need to stop writing lyrics in bed, right? I saw you posting some weird lyrics.
I brought it with me. I'm going to try to decipher it. Yeah. Night Lizzie has terrible handwriting and writes in the dark, and then daytime Lizzie tries to crack the code and it doesn't always work out too hot. And it's terrible because I like when I wake up I think, "Oh, this is brilliant. I'm going to write it down so that I can read it in the morning and make it into a song." And then that doesn't that's just my bat phone. Yeah, I'm being called. But
he's fired. Don't worry.
That's always
he's fired.
You're fired. Yeah. But it's always something that happens.
So. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. It's kind of like when I was younger here, like really doing the festival the right way, so to speak, not working. I couldn't find some places that I was the day before. During daytime. Nighttime, yes. I found it again.
It's everything looks different in the dark, you know?
A couple of drinks helped as well. Now, we need to talk about you going out with, and you have already done it, with Iron Maiden. You're coming to Stockholm next week.
Yeah.
Yes. It's been amazing. It's been absolutely amazing. I mean, we've been listening to Iron Maiden since we were children. It's an infathomable dream come true. And their crowd has been absolutely amazing. We didn't realize this until after the first show, because we've been getting a really amazing response. Everybody's horns in the air and clapping and jumping up and down. And then the Iron Maiden crew said, "Oh, wow, there's no middle fingers. No one's throwing coins or shoes." I guess they're used to, like, you know, the crowd not really being very receptive to the opening band. So
I guess we're doing all right.
I guess we're doing okay.
According to the crew.
According to the crew.
I miss the good old days when they throw tomatoes.
Heads of lettuce. You bring fruit? I don't know if you can bring fruit.
But Josh, do you go to, like, Steve Harris and talk bass lines?
You know, it's funny that we had our first conversation the other day in line at catering. But it was just about, like, the food being served. It was not about the
It was more about the bass, not the bass.
The sea bass.
Is that salmon or bass?
It's all about the bass.
The bass. All right.
But we also, lastly, need to talk about the Back to the Beginning with the Sabbath's last show. Mm. You're going to be there. I wish I could be there. How are you feeling about that?
The closer it comes, the more excited I get. We're going to be celebrating the godfathers of heavy metal. I mean, think about how many bands here today would not exist without Black Sabbath. This probably wouldn't even be a festival. I mean, it's just, it's amazing.
It's wild, man. Like, it's the biggest rock metal show maybe ever.
Yeah.
I mean, that lineup's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. We didn't know about the lineup. We got an email like, hey, Sabbath is doing one last thing, and we had heard that maybe Metallica might be there. We're like, cool, we're in, whatever. Just put us
on. Let's do it.
And then they announced it with all those bands. And
then comes Slayer.
Slayer, Guns N' Roses, Gojira, Pantera. We're like, what?
And us.
And Tool.
It's awesome. The first riff I ever learned on guitar was Heaven and Hell by Black Sabbath. It's just going to be amazing. I feel like the whole day is going to be a blur. Yeah. We're going to kind of black out, and then it's going to be over. Like, what happened? Did we do good? I don't know. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'll see you next week in Stockholm.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be there. Rock Classic will be there airing again, so I'll see you
there. We're so excited. We love Stockholm.
And go enjoy the festival a little bit now also.
Always nice
to see you.
We'll have fun.
Thank you.
Great to see you too.
Take care.
Soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate if you're clever and despise a fool. Until you're so fucking crazy you can't follow the rules. Working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. When they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, and then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. You dealt with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Still, but first you must learn how to
Varmt välkommen till rockklassikern Janne Innanfors med dig. Vi kör live från Sweden Rock Festival och det kommer vi göra varje dag här mellan 10 och 18. Det kommer bli festivalstämning, du kommer höra en hel del grejer som händer och självklart också exklusiva intervjuer. Nyligen här Hailstorm, vad trevliga de är. De är inte ens här för att spela alltså, utan bara mest för att hänga och göra lite såklart reklam för nya musiken. Du, om en liten stund, då kommer en gäst som ska stå på den stora festivalscenen klockan 7 ikväll här på festivalområdet. Det är Shannon De Nadel, sångaren i Within Temptation. Hon kommer att komma hit så får vi ett litet snack med henne. Jag har hört att hon är ett stort Nirvana-fan nämligen. Det ska bli kul att djupdyka lite mer i. Dessutom här om en liten stund, då får du Def Leppard. Det blir lite Metallica och Queen här på Rockklassiker.
Och förbered dig för sommarens alla äventyr.
Goda
hönökaka. Hönö, solsken i varje tugga.
Tjoho, vad händer? Nailar eller?
Alltså, nej.
Välj Telenor familj, ett riktigt säkert abonnemang. Då ingår alltid hjälp vid nätkränkning och spärr av skadliga sidor. Men en bra dialog är alltid det bästa sättet att skydda dina barn. Läs mer på telenor.se.
Hej, Amin från Carglass. Har du fått ett stenskott? Boka en tid hos oss direkt innan rutan spricker. Stenskott blir sällan helt osynliga efter en lagning. Men med vårt munstycke ökar chanserna rejält. Resultatet, ett minimalt märke och en räddad vindruta. Om du lagar eller byter din vindruta på Carglass just nu, bjuder vi dig på ett par nya torkade blad från Bosch. Gå in på carglass.se nu och boka din tid.
Carglass repair, Carglass replace.
På Synoptik tycker vi att livet med glasögon ska vara bekymmersfritt. Därför finns Synoptik All Inclusive med allt dina ögon behöver. Som till exempel fria glasbyten när din syn förändras. Dessutom får du alltid 30% på alla glasögon. Läs mer och boka tid på synoptik.se.
Vilka grannar du får är ett lotteri. Ibland har man tur.
Hej, hej! Ska ha lite mingel ikväll. Kom gärna förbi. Det pågår till klockan 10.
Och ibland har man mindre tur.
Jag ska ha Riverdance Marathon ikväll. Men vi är nog klara framåt måndag.
Sen kan du ha riktigt mycket tur och få dela på 20 miljoner. För grannar är som bäst när man vinner tillsammans. Ta chansen på postkodlotteriet.se.
Åldersgräns 18 år. 180 kronor per månad. Köp senast 30 juni.
Nej men hej! Plock här! Sväng av i vår pistagegröna skylt och plocka ihop just din paus. Njut hos oss eller fyll picknickkassen med mat, dryck och vårt supergoda specialkaffe. Allt till plockvänliga priser. Vi bor granne med Shell och SD1. Plock. Mat för näst på väg.
Välkommen till Ford och provkör nya elektriska Ford Explorer och Ford Capri. Med klassledande komfort, toppsäkerhet och en räckvidd på upp till 627 kilometer. Vi skänker 100 kronor per provkörning till initiativet Nej till näthat. Ford, bring on tomorrow.
När Emily öppnade sitt Amazon-paket var det som att världen stannade. De här brusreducerande hörlurarna ger många timmars speltid till ett pris som låter som ljuv musik. 5 stjärnor från Emily. Hörlurar, airfryer, så allt du kan tänka dig. Hitta topprankade produkter till priser du kommer älska på Amazon.se idag.
Din sommarfling har just anlänt. Säg hej till McFlurry Biscoff. Söt, sval och helt oemotståndlig. Krispiga bitar av Biscoff i krämig mjukglass toppad med söt karamellsås. Bara på på McDonald's.
Det här är rockklassiker.
Starlight, 'cause the words may come out real. Don't hide in doorways. You may find a key that opens up your soul. Don't go to heaven, 'cause it's really only hell. Don't smell the flowers. They're
Radioplay i app eller på radioplay.se.
Rockklassiker live från Sweden Rock Festival.
Leppard här på Rockklassiker som sänder live från Sweden Rock Festivalen. Janne Innanfors är med dig här nu och jag har fått härligt besök utav Sharon Denader från Within Temptation. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now I've read or heard somewhere that you are a big Nirvana fan.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan, yes. But don't ask me any titles because I suck at titles. So.
No titles, but no I heard you were kind of like listening to them to get into a rebellic side of yourself or something when you were younger.
Well, when I heard them on the radio, I was like, oh my God, what's this? You know, grew up with less heavy music. Of course, I knew Black Sabbath, but this was next level kind of, you know, more rebellious sound also, and but also very emotional and wrecking the stage at the same time. You know, it was a lot of extremes in one band, and I just loved it.
How rebellious were you as a kid?
Mwah! You have to ask my parents.
but I know you got to see that Dave Grohl.
Yes,
he watched you on stage.
Yeah.
How was that? When were?
That was many years ago. We played at Rock Werchter in Belgium. There's a big festival there, and we were playing on stage, and he was watching the show all of a sudden, and we had a camera crew with us who was making a documentary about us, and they followed him. Hey, Dave, what did you think about Within Temptation? Well, everything started blowing up, and what time? It's 12 o'clock at the, you know, and so it's very early in the day, and they, yeah, they asked him a bunch of questions, and and he was like, ooh. But it was really cool because, of course, he's one of my heroes, and so we got to meet him after the show. Yeah, and he's like every time you see him in a documentary or anywhere, he's always very much down to earth, a very nice guy, and very funny. You know, he has a lot of jokes on his sleeve.
Yeah. Now, did you get to see them? Because I never saw them live.
Me neither. No. I wanted to go to see the show they did in Milky Way, Amsterdam. It's the Orange album. Never got there. No. Famous album. I never got there.
But there's rumors now that they're going out again with Post Malone. I was going to sing. Have you read that?
I didn't know. No? It's new to me. But, you know, why not? I will check it out.
And you were talking about the documentary recently. Well made done documentary. I saw it last week. How was it to like do that? Because you went to Ukraine last year, right?
Yeah, I went two times. One time to do a video, and the second time I went for the documentary and to do the show on the Atlas Festival. Well, the first time I wasn't that scared because I've lived in a lot of countries as a child where there was a war going on or a lot of troubles in the country itself. But so the first time I felt like, yeah, you know, what you see on the television is like on a magnifying glass. It will probably be not that heavy. Normal life will continue there as well. And that's what I was been told also. And the first time, of course, we had a few times that we had to go to a shelter. There were some drones in the area. And so that was okay-ish still. And then the second time I went was because I went to the festival, but then this children's hospital got bombed. And this was just 3 days before I was going to leave. And then I did get scared because they have a huge, very good air defense system. But for the first time, the Russians knew how to avoid that system and still target certain targets that normally would be extra protected, like the children's hospital. And so I realized that it was less safe than the first time I went. And a different, very different situation. And also playing on the festival, that could also be a target. Not that I'm scared of that, but more like there's going to be a lot of people, you know. And so when they postponed it, I was really like, that is so cool, because I've never in my whole life had a festival being removed by a week, you know. When it's cancelled, it's really definitely cancelled. You know, there's no chance. And now it was postponed, and I was like, this is typically the resilience that I saw in the people. That's typical for Ukrainian people, to my opinion, because I have many stories like that people just pick up again and like, we're not going to get them, you know, they're not going to get us, we're going to continue doing what we want. We need music now. We need this festival now. Like, there is this cafe that was the first time I came there. It was bombed, the Crown Cafe, and there was a very popular place, and people were having their coffees, meeting up, you know. And the next day when it got bombed, people took their coffee machines, chairs, and sat on the rubble on the same place where the Crown Cafe was, because they felt like they are not allowed to take this away from us. We need each other, we need to talk to each other, we need to be together, and we're gonna do it here, the coffee. And that's typically that I felt like, it still gives me goosebumps, to be honest. And so it was very, yeah, very impressing and inspiring for me.
Yeah, it's a strong documentary. You can watch it now by your channels, right?
YouTube.
All right, I know you're going to play here at Festival Stage tonight at 7.
Yep.
Excited?
Very excited. Looking forward to it. Last time, we were thrilled to play, and it was an amazing audience, so I hope they're awake.
There will be. Thank you very much for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through.
från Sweden Rock Festival. Där är rockklassiker Janne Innanfors här, Metallica, Turn the Page hörde du, och Sharon the Nadel alltså här nyligen och gästade. Vi kommer få fler gäster här under eftermiddagen faktiskt. Opeth kommer lite senare, dessutom Miles Kennedy. Båda de ska ju också lira på festivalen idag. Sharon the Nadel alltså, vad härlig hon är. Stort Nirvana-fan. Du själv, du som lyssnar, känner du att du skulle vilja se Nirvana med Post Malone på sång? Maila mig då på janne@rockklassiker.se eller skriv på våra sociala medier. Vi finns ju på både Instagram och Facebook. Jag tänkte att vi hyllar Sharon the Nadel, som till och med var lite krasslig faktiskt och ändå tog sig hit. I kväll ska hon stå på scenen. Jag frågade om hon hade någon sån här huskur som man kunde köra när halsen gjorde ont, men det hade hon inte riktigt. There Within Temptation, Stand My Ground, du hör den på Rockklassiker. I can see when you stay low, nothing happens. Does it feel right? Thought I put behind me on my mind. I just know there's no escape now. Once it set its eyes on you, but I won't not have to stare it in the eye. Stand my ground, I won't give in. The morning night in, I gotta face it. Won't close my eyes and Temptation, Stand My Ground här på Rockklassiker. De spelar alltså på Festival Stage ikväll klockan 9 och kände noll. Var nyligen här och hälsade på oss. Trevligt. Kommer fler gäster senare som sagt. Janne Innanfors med dig. Vi sänder från Sweden Rock Festivalen idag och fram till lördag mellan 10 och 18. Vill du se inspringet, som alltid är lite kul att se här vid 12 som var tidigare under dagen, när liksom man öppnar upp hela området och folk springer in. Jag påminner om Elitloppet om du har sett det. Så kan du gå in på Rockklassikers Instagram, så ligger det upp det där, så kan du se hur det ser ut när folket bara rusar in för att köpa mat och gyros eller något liknande. Du, om en liten stund fortsätter vi mer utav det bästa från 70-, 80- och 90-talen här på Rockklassiker.
Eftermiddagen presenteras av Blue Step Bank, en bolånebank för projektanställda.
Morgonrock med Jonas, Hasse och Linda.
Ja, och nu har även en 80 miljon år gammal bajskorv hittats i vår mulla.
Vad söker du på?
Nu ska den här iväg på analys så att man kan ta reda på vad dinosaurierna åt för något. Den här bajskorven hittades som en så kallad amatörfossilnörd.
Ska det verkligen vara nörd? Det ska väl vara törd i just fallet bajskorv. Morgonrock med Jonas, Hass och Linda hör du varje vardagsmorgon mellan 6:30 och 9.
Hello. Kronans apotek at Arlanda Airport here. To all summer tourists, we have something called festingar in Sweden. If you've been in nature, make sure to check for them all over your body.
Vi finns här i sommar med tips, råd och produkter. Online och över hela Sverige. Kronans apotek, ditt sommarapotek.
Med Hedvigs hemförsäkring får du hjälp när det dyker upp problem. Oavsett om det gäller små problem, stora problem eller mellanstora problem. I Hedvig-appen löser du allt som rör din försäkring. Hedvig hemförsäkring. Alltid utan bindningstid.
Den här veckan slår vi på stora festtrumman här på Lidl. Vad sägs om ett stort partytält till festpriset 999? Och en ballongbåge när gästerna kommer för endast 129 kronor. Ja, sån är Lidl.
Remember, remember. It's a credit card. And remember... Effektiv ränta på 19,50% vid utnyttjad kredit på 30 000 kronor återbetalt under ett år 2025-01-01. And observera att låna kostar pengar. Remember, it's a credit card.
Hej! De gillar verkligen våra nya produkter.
Come on, lad!
Men,
don't be shy!
Lite för mycket nästan.
Med tre värden kan dina kollegor ringa och berätta hur affärerna går från över 80 länder till samma pris som hemma. För det finaste man kan ge är lite mer. Hälsningar från oss på tre företag.
Shoppa på Zalandos rea. Spara upp till 50% på sommarmåsten. Vad ska jag på mig när jag strosar på stan? Vad ska jag på mig för att fixa ärenden i stil? Hitta den perfekta looken för varje tillfälle och spara upp till 50% på Zalandos sommarrea. Få extra förmåner. Bli plusmedlem gratis. What do I wear? Shoppa nu på Zalando.
Shoppa tryggt och enkelt med Svea. Klicka. Skanna, swipa, delbetala eller prenumerera. Svea är experter på köpupplevelser med betallösningar som passar dig och dig och dig. Välkommen till Svea.
AC-service. Hur fasen ska jag fixa det?
Längre, längre, längre lever din bil. Vi talar om Auto, Auto-experten.
Din sommarfling har just anlänt. Säg hej till McFlurry Biscoff. Söt, sval och helt oemotståndlig. Krispiga bitar av Biscoff i krämig mjukglass toppad med söt karamellsås. Bara på McDonald's.
IKEA presenterar Goda nätter ger snällare barn.
Du, snälla hjärtat, kan du ta kvällsrunda med Sigge idag?
Ja, men det har jag redan gjort.
Va?
Ja, och nu är jag mina läxor.
Vad bra.
Ja.
En god nattsömn gör större skillnad än du tror. Hitta mjuka, sköna och prisvärda produkter hos oss. Vi ses på IKEA.
Välkommen till Rockklassiker. Oh, yeah! Alltid med det bästa från 70-, 80- och 90-talen.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had it down.
Inaktuellt, Sveriges mest aktuella humorpodd.
Missar du Morgonrock med Jonas Nilsson, Hasse Brontén och Linda Fyrebo i morse?
Och i en rondell så ramlar kvinnan ur bilen. Föraren märker inget och åker vidare.
Va? Men märker inget?
Blir kontaktad av polisen flera mil från rondellen.
Tecken på ett bra äktenskap, ja.
Oroa dig inte, för du kan alltid lyssna på alla program igen i Morgonrock Daily. Lyssna på Morgonrock var och när du vill på podplay.se eller i podplay-appen. Tillbaka.
Go ahead, rock my world.
Tillbaka till rocken. Det bästa från 70, 80 och 90-talen.
Det här är rockklassiker.
Hey there, people, I'm Bobby Brown. They say I'm the cutest boy in town. My car is fast, my teeth are shiny. I tell all the girls they can kiss my hiney. Here I am at a famous school. I'm dressing sharp and I'm acting cool. I
got a cheerleader here, wants to help with my paper. Let her do all the work and maybe later I'll rape her. Oh God, I am the American dream. I do not think I'm too extreme, and I'm a handsome son of a bitch. I'm gonna get a good job and be real rich.
Liberation
game creeping all across the nation. I tell you people, I was not ready when I fucked this dyke by the name of Freddy. Yeah. She made a little speech then, all she tried to make me say when. She had my balls in a vice, but she left the dick. I guess it's still hooked on, but now it shoots too quick. Oh God, I am the American dream. But now I smell like Vaseline, and I'm a miserable son of a bitch. Am I a boy or a lady? I don't know which.
I wonder, 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 wonder.
So I went out and bought me a leisure suit. I jingled my change, but I'm still kinda cute. Got a job doing radio promo, and none of the jocks can even tell I'm a homo. Eventually, me and a friend sorta drifted along into S&M. I can take about an hour on the Tower of Power, as long as I get a little golden shower. Oh God, I am the American dream. With a spindle up my butt till it makes me scream. And I'll do anything to get ahead. I'll lay awake nights saying thank you, Fred. Oh God, I'm so fantastic. Thanks to Freddy, I'm a sexual spastic. And my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm going down. And my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm going down, and my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm going down.
Sveriges största rockfestival är äntligen igång.
My favorite bands live.
Sweden Rock Festival 2025. Rockklassiker Studio finns på plats och vi sänder live varje dag mellan 10 och 18. Rockklassiker live från Sweden Rock Festival.